Did you know that one out of every 10 kids has a big problem with being scared? One out of 10. There are actually many different kinds of fears. For some, it may only last for a few weeks or months. For others, it only shows up in certain situations. And for still others, it happens over and over for a long time. Dr. Chris, why don't you give us an example of fear that just shows up in certain situations?
Okay. Let me tell you about my daughter I just mentioned. When she was just 7 years old, I took her to an amusement park to ride the cool coasters.
Daddy, I want to go in that roller coaster with the two loops, but I'm scared.
Well, it is scary, but it's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, it looks fun. I'll do it, even though I'm scared. Okay, let's go.
Okay, we're just about to get on. How you doing?
Daddy, I'm scared. Part of me wants to do it, but part of me doesn't.
Well, that's normal, honey. All kids riding this ride for the first time feel just like you.
Really? Okay. I guess I'm being normal. Being scared right now is normal.
You're being really brave.
I don't feel brave. I feel scared to death.
Okay, here we go.
Dad, that was really scary. It went faster than I thought, and those loops and turns are really freaky.
Yeah, you're right. It is fast, and the loops and turns are freaky. Now, let's sit down for a minute and let you calm down. It is a fast ride, and it's okay you were scared. I'm so proud of you for just trying it.
Yeah. Daddy?
What, honey?
I want to ride it again.
What? Are you sure?
Yeah, it's scary, but it's a lot of fun, and I want to do it again.
So, off we went and rode it again. She didn't cry when we got off the second time, and has even ridden a roller coaster where you hang upside down. Though, she really didn't like that one much.
That's so cool. Pretty awesome for a 7-year-old.
Yeah, mad props for her.
I'm not sure I could have done that at 7.
Well, you never know. The key for Lauren was that she didn't let her fears stop her. Even though she felt really scared and at times she wanted to back out of the line, she told herself that she'd be okay, that lots of kids do this, and she can too. Now, if Lauren can overcome her fear, so can you. She doesn't have special powers. She's just like you. We want to teach you the same skills that we've taught our own kids and lots of other kids we've counseled.
There are many kinds of fears, so let's figure out the kind you have. The 6 members of our team are going to share their stories. As you listen to their stories at home, try to figure out what story is closest to your own.
If you've ever watched the movie Star Wars, you might remember Yoda, that funny little green guy that helps Luke Skywalker overcome his fears so that he can become a Jedi Master. At one point in his training of Luke, Yoda says,
Named must your fear be before banish it you can.
Now, let's say that again. Named must your fear be before banish it you can. To banish means to get rid of. So what he's saying is that you have to name your fear before you can get rid of it.